Blog Talk Radio.
It's some scripture out. It's some filter out. It's some talk. Damn a censor. It's some scripture out. It's some filter.
Hi, and welcome to Friday Radio Special. I'm Nick Talk with Al Percy. You're to the Queen of Expression, and I'm coming to you live out of Lagos, Nigeria, in the heart of Africa. Okay, so, made up my mind that nothing happens. I have to come into the show pumped. I'm not going to lose my energy because I've been looking forward to just connecting to your very guest who's already, you know how we can be so. You know, we have to pray to the God of technology because all of a sudden, nobody wants to be great. And I'm looking forward to talking to my special guest. So just as we're about to go live, here they are, then they strike. So welcome to the Hub for Real Authentic Conversation. And here at the we are feeling what we're feeling, and having the experiences that we've had. And yeah, we keep it real on the show. And just like any conversation, we welcome contributions on the show. Whether you want a conversation by commenting to the show, speak with my very special guest, or to leave comments, or ask a question, or contribute, or share your own experience, or whatever it is, you can be part of the conversation. Today is Friday Radio Special, and I'm looking forward to just taking that extra mile, taking you all on an extra mile journey. And on Sunday, I have an amazing guest, Wellington Manjegwar, who joined me live all the way from Seychelles. Wellington is a financial service who's worked, so many years as a banker, also a leadership expert, and an author. And of course, we talked about how to take and win. And, the conversation was pretty enlightening because we had a conversation on risk management, why people need to apply risk management strategies into different aspects of their lives, whether it is to do with your business, or applying risk management strategies with your personal relationships. Now that one was, that was really good because we talked about how to apply risk management strategies in our relationships, and as well as our money. We had money talk, right? And how people plan. It was a really, really enlightening conversation because I've never really thought about it. So it was great talking to Wellington, and he is the founder of Well of Inspiration. And if you missed that episode live, if you missed it live, don't forget, if you missed them live, sorry, you can catch the archive shows right here on the radio channel, on Blog Talk Radio, or catch on all, is syndicated all over your internet radio. So you have no excuse ever to miss an episode with my amazing guest. So yes, you can listen to The Naked Talk. We're syndicated on TuneIn Radio. If you love listening out on TuneIn and listen to your shows there, well, we're on radio. You catch The Naked Talk on Stitcher. You can also listen to The Naked Talk on Acast. Listen to The Naked on Player FM. We're also syndicated. We're on Vox FM Radio. You can catch us on Podcastpedia. You can also listen to the show on Port Africa in there, and as well as the Good Radio Network. And whatsoever to miss any episode of The Naked Talk. And as always, we love your contributions. You send emails, voice messages. Thank you. We can always reply to all the messages that we get, but I want to know that we receive them, we appreciate them, and yes, we love you. My very amazing guest, who, like I said, is already live here in the actual studio. Today's show is brought to you by our amazing friends at Global Royal. Now, Global Royal is all about giving you a lifestyle. And yes, the real estate company thinks, how am I going to own a home of my own, own a house of my own? Well, you can just find out more about portfolio and how you can advance to top 5. I can tell you this, I'm tied into that. Hey, go ahead. This is GLOBALROYA. So it's Royal with an E, W-I-Z. And you can find out more about that. Now, today's show is also brought to you by amazing friends, Zinsha Naturals. Now, Zinsha Naturals is all about your finest organic beauty products. Now, they make the finest beauty products from finest natural vegetables. And yes, you never have to worry about chemicals on your skin. And I can tell you because, you know, I got there here. You know, they sent me this lovely healthcare packet with a beautiful carrot yogurt soap and, you know, the dream. And I have a coconut dream up giveaway. So who wants my coconut dream? Oh, you know, I'm ready to give you the love to give. Oh, hey, you want my coconut dream? I'm ready to send it to you wherever you are. So Zinsha Naturals are all about giving you the finest beauty products, organic, and you know I like things organic. So you can find out more about Zinsha Naturals if you go to their Instagram page. If you go to Instagram.com/ZinshaNaturals. Zinsha is ZinshaNaturals. And yes, natural with the bit of shout out to reporters Inc. Magazine and film director Sagir Kurwa doing an amazing job telling the stories of innocent people who are doing time. So just paying time for crimes that they have not committed and how, you know, the justice system, you know, just what is and how these experiences not only affect, you know, these innocent come personally, but also how it affects their family and their communities. And it's nice to have individuals who come together, raise their voices, who don't have the power to raise their voice. It's always excited when I meet people who are really getting change. And just to be able to have, you know, these people who come together don't have to care, but they do care. They raise voices for them. Young, we do amazing things, traveling around Nigeria, looking for going to the eastern part of Nigeria and trying to help. Literal, who cannot afford living like tampons, right, and towels, and just raise money, you know, her own personal finances, just basically to dish out stuff to girls, young girls in college in Nigeria, and you know, to be able to do this on her own, right? Like I said, you know, it's very interesting when I meet influencers who are willing to just inspire the world, and they're not waiting for the world to change. You know, they create the change, right? So, you know, great job you're doing, Chinyere. And, you know, we're hoping that we can continue what we're doing and the amazing thing you're making in Nigeria. So, yes, forget that. The giveaway is still on. You know, we have the Book of Coaching up for grabs. And, yes, the Book of Coaching, number one bestseller right now, written by Ajit Nawalkar and Dr. Nita Bhushan. And they were guests on this show last week. And, of course, they have three amazing books up, you know, three copies up for grabs. Yes, they'll ship to you wherever you are in the U.S. And if you are one of international listeners, and if you're outside the U.S. and you get a digital copy, digital version of Book of Coaching, and let me tell you what the thoughts are raised about this book. So if you head onto our website, just go to www.thenakedtalk.life, yes, we're live, and click on giveaway. You can enter for that giveaway right now. And hey, if you don't want to wait 3 days for giveaway today, you can just go grab a copy right now, then, you know, click on their show. Just click on them, you know, Ajit and Neeter, INT, and you know, the show, and of course, you know, get a copy of. I'm just, you know, I just want to give a big shout out to one of my sisters, my global sisters, powerful woman. You know, she's one of the, she's the hero of the Jamieson Group, and she's putting together this amazing map called Guys. So if you go to Sharon, and Sharon is SHARON Jamieson, JAMISON, Jamieson.com/rise. You can be part of that masterclass, and I can tell you this for a fact. I call her one of my greatos because she inspires and I'm not sure how to put that together. I call her an inspirator. And I don't know if that is a word, but that's what I call her. She's my queen inspirator, and she just always shares jewels. What if you knew that you leave the life you love, you only had to go the extra mile? Well, today's guest is a 6-time motivational author. He's an international keynote speaker. His goal, the extra mile philosophy and ability to produce results, have been embraced by leaders, Olympic gold medals, and world record holders. Media outlets around. An entrepreneur since the age of 10 when he started a business selling worms to fishermen. Sean has continued by building businesses and events that make a difference in how people think. Now, today's guest is the founder of Extra Mile America, the creator of Extra Mile Day in the United States. A day recognized capacity we each have to create positive change in our families, our organizations, our communities, and ourselves when we go the extra mile. On November 1st, 2016, 560 cities made the unique declaration and recognized the superstar volunteer heroes in their communities. Now, when it comes to living the life he loves, this number one best-selling motivation and self-help author walks the talk. He has built a multi-million dollar company, pedaled 4,000 miles across the U.S. twice, run a 100-mile race, and created adventures in having walked across Japan, Spain, Portugal, and Ireland. Now, my guest has inspired and powered tens and thousands of people around the world through his speaking and writing. And I am just so, so excited to be joined today live all the way from California, USA, with number one best-selling motivational author, keynote speaker, and creator of the Extra Mile Day, Sean Essen. Hi, Sean. Welcome to the Naked Talk.
Alex, aren't you awesome? You really know how to set a stage, don't you, lady? Yeah, way to go. I'm so happy to talk to you all the way from the United States to Nigeria. I mean, modern technology is amazing. There you are, here I am, and here we are together. That is amazing, right?
It is so amazing, and you know what? Technology has really changed my life. I mean, it can be shitty sometimes, but you know, it can be really good, right? You know, when it's good. And I mean, how else would I be connecting with you right now? You're away in California. I'm here in Lagos, and we're about to change the world. We're about to empower the world together.
Yeah, and you know, it's really impressive just to have the chance to get to know you. I mean, just doing some research on you and finding out all about your credentials and how you live life with such passion and with such purpose. And you know, it seems as if you truly love life and you're really maximizing every single breath you have and doing great things, not only in leadership but in entertaining and just really reaching out and making a difference in the world. So you know what? It's my privilege to be here with you today, Alex. Thank you so much.
Sean, thank you so much. We still have an hour to go. And, you know, I cannot wait to have a great conversation with you. Let me tell you, this is delicious. I've been getting messages. Everyone is so curious. Like, oh, my God. You know, so it's really high energy. And I know that we have a lot of listeners who are tuning in because, God, they want to hear, you know, they want to meet you. They want to hear your story. And, you know, I'm so happy. This is an honor, first of all, you know, for you to be here. I'm so happy. And, oh, God, I love doing this. I really love doing this. So, you know, just before we get into the conversation, I know that it's kind of like 2 p.m. there in California. You know, what is the weather like? It's been very hot, but it kind of rained today. So, you know, what's the weather like in California?
Well, I'm down by the beach right now, and we're really blessed to have just an amazingly beautiful day. And this morning, I walked along the beach and saw an amazing sunrise come up. And, you know, the best way, if someone wants to create a great day, the best thing you can ever do for yourself is get up early, man. Breathe the fresh air. Enjoy the day. Intention starts early. When you start creating some mojo early in your day, when you start having little achievements, even getting up early and getting outside and doing stuff, the whole day changes. And so the very first thing I would ever share with people is, man, if you want to change your life, start getting up early.
Well, I have no choice. I have to get up early and get myself ready for school. But you're right, you know, because, you know, I realize that, you know, some of the greatest leaders, you know, this is men and women, say that, you know, they have how you get a lot of power in the day very early when you wake up. So you pretty much know what you're going to be doing for the day. And, you know, sometimes you get up early, you can sneak in because, you know, before the entire world wakes, you can have to do the little things like, you know, maybe exercise or walk, breathe the air, whatever else you need to do before that.
Alex, when you see the sun rising, you know, it's a sign of hope. It's a sign of hope, new day, new life, fresh life. And honestly, when we wear hope in our hearts, not only does our day have so much more power, but our life has so much more power. And so a new day is just really symbolic of a new life and new hope. And so every day, if you have the chance to just to experience and live that new day, you also have a chance maybe to live new hope in your heart if things haven't been going so well for you.
Wow. I like watching the sun rise, and that's like a new day, new hope. Yeah, you know, that's a way to, you know, oh my God, that's why I love doing this, because you kind of get like new amazing people like you, and you share something that I've never really thought of in that way. So, you know, let me ask you this, and, you know, trying to get into the conversation. When did you first, like, you know, when did you discover the beauty of, you know, just taking that extra, of the message of, you know, the power of the extra mile?
I've always been one that's really been dedicated to wanting to make things better, to make my own life better, to do my best to encourage other people. And I realized at some point that if I kept doing the same thing over and over as an entrepreneur, you know, as a person striving for goals, if I kept doing the same thing over and over, what kind of results do you think I'm going to get?
Same results, exactly.
So, you know, every one of us, every single day, walks the first mile. The first mile is that 5,280 feet that we have to walk to get to our jobs and in our relationships and our 100 things to do. And at the end of that first mile every day, all of us are exhausted in heart and spirit and energy. But somehow, if we find that little bit extra in us to go the extra mile in our relationships, in our health, in our careers, it's about doing those little extra things that life starts change. It's where then we start to create the life that we truly want to live. It's not in doing the same thing over and over. It's always in doing a little bit extra, right?
Yes. You know, it's amazing that you say this, because I may not call it the extra mile. You know, like, I may not have thought about it as, you know, the way that put it together in words, but you're right. You know, I realize that, you know, what makes a difference in the work that I do is that really little extra thing, you know, that you do somebody else isn't doing, or that you probably didn't do yesterday. You know, every day you try something new, just that little extra thing. And, you know, that's kind of like makes a whole, you know, lot of difference, right? So I agree with you. I agree with you, Sean. That's like, so let's talk a little bit about growing up, you know, and you talked about, you know, just, you know, starting a business and starting your first business. Now, I was reading at the age of 10, you started a business selling warm. Oh my God. What was that about, really?
Well, I was a little 10-year-old that loved baseball cards. And okay. In order to get baseball cards, you need to have money. And, you know, but I learned at a young age that I can create money, and the more money that I created, the more baseball cards I could buy. So what I would do is I would flood my parents' backyard with water at nighttime, and the worms would start to rise to the surface. I could then take a barrel, a bucket, or whatever. I'd go out and pick all the worms and put them in the peat moss in the bucket, and I would run an ad in the local newspaper. And so the fishermen in town knew that on weekends, on Saturdays and Sundays, I would be sitting out there at 6 o'clock in the morning with this huge bucket of worms, and I would sell them by the dozen. And the more worms I could sell, the more baseball cards I could buy.
Wow. That's just so innovative. So you would, you know, just get the old worms, and, you know, you were able to. Okay, so, you know, going from being a little boy, you know, starting that little, you know, business, trying to, you know, how did you get from that? Now, growing up, to build now all the businesses that you know have spent after that?
Well, you know, it was a great lesson to learn as a little kid that we really can create what we want our future to be, and I think that really stuck with me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I never wanted to live what I never wanted to help someone else build their dream in life. I always wanted to do my own thing. And, you know, that's what I believe. We're either building someone else's dream or we're building our own. And you know, this is my life. I get one shot at it, man. I don't want to have to spend my hours doing what doesn't thrill my spirit, which doesn't create this most adventurous life for myself. And so I'm a big believer in creating. I'm a big believer in really listening to the whispers in my heart and seeing what visions I have in my head. But just hearing the whispers in your heart and seeing the visions in your head, it can't be enough. You've got to take massive action. And I learned when I combined massive action with visions and listening to the whispers, I could create what I really saw. So that's my life's always been about that.
Wow. You know, it's so amazing that you say this, and I think that, you know, people struggle with this all the time. You know, like you said, you know, you could either really spend your entire lifetime building somebody else's dreams, or you could build yours. And it's funny because I was talking to someone maybe just 2 hours before I got on the show, because here he is, you know, planning for the future, and you can keep planning 20, 15 years, you know, what you're going to do when you leave that job, but there's never really going to be a perfect time. So to have someone like you, you know, from when you were a little boy, that you could actually create the life that you want, you know, that you could actually build, you know, design, you know, the kind of lifestyle you want, and taking that extra mile. So I think that is so amazing. So you have been in so many people around the world, hundreds of thousands of, oh my God, I don't even want to name all of them. And you have them here, you know, raving about you and all. Now, let me ask you this. Who were some of your greatest influences? Because you've been influenced, but who are the people that sort of, like, influenced you and just who you've become right now?
Well, that's a great question, Alex, and I appreciate that. And, You know, I'm a big believer that our mentors and our role models and the people whom we learn from and aspire to, they're not necessarily people that you have to know in life. They're not necessarily people that you've even met. You know, the two of my biggest role models ever were one of them wasn't even alive. His name was Benjamin Franklin, and he wrote a book called The Autobiography of Benjamin Franklin, and I read that book, and I learned about accountability and how you could create accountability systems to help make your life more effective. So that book set the tone as a life-changing moment for me. Another one was a book that I read by an author named Og Mandino. And although I never met Og Mandino, it was his book, The Greatest Miracle in the World, that inspired how I write today. So, you know, there's people in life that don't necessarily have to be in the world, but what's so amazing is we have the opportunity to read people, to learn about people from the past, or great people like Oprah Winfrey. Very few of us might not ever meet her, but it might be their inspiration, or a Barack Obama, or somebody else. Mm-hmm. We can learn from them. There's so many opportunities. They can be our mentor by just applying how they live, what they say, what they think. That can become us, too.
And I'm very sure that, Sean, there are people that you're inspiring right now who may never even get a chance to meet you, who may never get a chance to know you one-on-one, right? And but they just pull either on your or listen to you know, something you said, or they attend a conference where you're speaking, or listen to a podcast or a radio show like this that you've done. Like, oh my God, you know, Sean Anderson is my role model, his mentor, right? So tell us a little about the role that the exile philosophy has played in your life and your business, as well as the message that you spread.
You know, Alex, I have to admit that we have a terrible connection. Sometimes I can only hear about every one of your four words, and so I'm trying so hard. So I apologize to the audience. But you know what? This is a perfect opportunity, and I'll tell you why. Because sometimes not everything goes as you want it to go in life. Every goal, every dream, every opportunity, it might not be perfect, but you know what? It's an opportunity to in this particular one, it's an opportunity just to get through an interview that you're having a difficult time with, to still be your most passionate, purposeful self. Everything that hits us in life is an opportunity to grow and to become better and to become more, you know, to become more in tune with our best self. And so I'm going to kindly ask you if you could repeat your question. I'm going to pray that the universe is on our side this time and that these words can come across to me. So let's go one more time, girl. Namaste.
Oh, my God. Do you hear me now, Sean?
Perfect. Right. You are again, Alex from Nigeria, the amazing woman. Yay, let's go fire.
Okay, so I was asking the role the extra mile philosophy has played in your life and why it's now an important part of your business as well as the message you spread. Good, I hope you heard that.
You know, going the extra mile is the central part of every single one of my days, of my hours, of my minutes, of my relationships, of what I do. Because why would anybody ever choose to have average? Alex, would you choose to have an average relationship?
Absolutely not.
Would you choose to have average health?
No way.
Do you want an average radio talk show?
No, and I'm about to kill the people who are messing with my technology. No.
And that's my point. That's my point. If we want average, you know what, man? Just keep doing the same thing you're doing, and just keep doing the exact same thing, and you're going to keep going the exact same direction. But it's when you go the extra mile that your friendships become amazing. It's when you go the extra mile that your health becomes better. It's when you go the extra mile that your bank account might get a little bit richer. It's when you go the extra mile that your service to the community becomes more significant and lives are changed. When you go the extra mile, it's when you learn more, you grow more, you become better. Every time you apply the go the extra mile principle, your life has a chance to improve for the greater. And isn't that what we all truly want?
Absolutely. Oh, you just spoke to my heart, and I hope you can hear me. You know what, Sean? This is really amazing, and you said something. You said, you know, when you go the extra mile, that your friendships become better. And that's true. You know, sometimes it's just that one, two people who are willing to do a little extra for you I'll be there a little extra. You know, just that little thing that, you know, the average person won't do. You know, even athletes, you talk about the winning athletes and those who are constantly at the top, you know, at the top of their game. It's just that one little extra thing they do, right? So,
yeah.
It just totally spoke to me. I never really looked at it in that way. I mean, yes, I do know that I do the extra thing, but never really intentionally thought about it that way. So I think that this is really amazing. But you know what? Let's take a quick commercial break. Sean, I know we have to take this break, and we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to The Naked Talk with Alex Okoroji. You're listening to The Naked Talk. It's so uncensored. She keeps it real. She keeps it straight. She tells it like it is, no matter who's afraid to bear.
You're listening to The Naked Talk with Alex Okoroji.
QTAB Events, your one-stop shop for A-class events and entertainment, international artist management and promotion, logistics management, project management, and brand enhancement, with affiliates across South Africa, UK, Benin Republic, Togo, Ghana, Ivory Coast, Burkina Faso, and Cameroon. Wouldn't you rather let our dynamic team treats you like the respectable clients that you are, taking away the stress from your business. Taking away the stress from your business.
Okay, we're back. Yes, it's just tuning in. Well, this is still The Naked Talk with Akurji. And yes, my name is Alex Akurji, the Queen of Expression, and I'm coming to you live all the way from Lagos, Nigeria, in the heart of Africa. Yay. So just before we get into, you know, our conversation, or before we went on that little commercial break, and, you know, I've been talking to my very special, amazing guest who's joining me live all the way from California, USA. He is a number one bestseller, six-time motivational author. He's an inspiring keynote speaker. He's a people builder. He is the founder of America and the creator of the Aftermath Day. And I'm just so happy to have, you know, Sean Anderson live here in the virtual studio on the show. And I need to apologize, guys. I don't know if the tech is bad as well. But hey, we're in Nigeria, in Africa. This is a Naked Talk, and we keep it real. We keep it unfiltered. Conversation is unscripted, uncensored, and yes, uncaught. So, you know, we're all about, you know, just having real authentic conversations here on the show. And we apologize. So, yes, mistakes, errors, whatever it is, it's part of being naked. So, just before we, you know, get into the conversation, don't forget that if you want to be part of this conversation, and I do know that a lot of you are listening from different parts of the world, wherever you're listening from, don't forget that you can join this conversation. You can call into the show if you have comments, questions, contributions, whatever it is. You want to say hello to Sean, or you want to ask Sean a question, want to say something, don't forget that you can call in. Now, the number to call is right there on your screen. So you can call 323-642-1693. But to call 323-642-1693, if you're calling from the U.S., if you're calling outside the U.S., make sure to dial it as an international number, +1-333-421-693. Or you can use the old Skype button. Make sure to click the live Skype button right on top of your player, and you can connect into our virtual studio for free, and you can chat with our very special guest. Or you can tweet. Make sure you're using the hashtag, The Naked Talk, and send your comments or contributions, and it will be read on the show. Or send us a dedicated WhatsApp message, or your questions to hello at The Naked Talk live. So welcome back, Sean.
Yeah, I'm so glad I'm still here. Yay!
Do you still hear me?
we still miss about it one every third word, but I'm piecing things together pretty well. So we're going to do our best to get through this one. Absolutely. I was thinking about, you know, this the whole going the extra mile, and we were talking about, you know, the athletes or maybe an entertainer or a singer, what they did go the extra mile to get on top. Mm-hmm. But, you know, people sometimes might not be able to relate to the athlete or to the entertainer, but yet how we can go the extra mile or in our life individually is just take the relationship. And I know this show is about, you know, being naked, and I, you know, in reading your awesome biography and what you've gone through in life, you know exactly, having had, you know, speaking and writing so clearly about, you know, having gone through a divorce and how it affected you. Can you imagine, you know, if your partner had been going the extra mile, how some of the things that you might have been living and experiencing might not have happened, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and it's true, like you said, you know, the easiest way to help the listeners to understand what you're saying is to kind of make it relatable to their lives. And like I said, when you said, you know, you mentioned the stuff about the friendship, I was like, yeah, that's true. You know, there are a few people you know you never take for granted just because they go that extra mile for you, right? Just because they do little extra something and you don't take them for granted, you know that you're not going to let anyone mess with them because you appreciate it, you value them in your lives because they go that extra mile. So when you said that, it lit a light bulb in my head. Like, yeah, that's true, right? So, and you're right. And you know, even in the area of relationships, maybe if I'd done something extra or if this person had done something, so that's true. So, yeah, what
well,
a way
imagine
to be
this.
Right.
Imagine this for everybody who's in a relationship right now. Imagine what would happen in your relationship if for no reason, if you just wrote this person a note and said, Alex, you're amazing, and I appreciate and value you so much. Not only do you inspire me with how you live, but just how you, you know, communicate so well with us. I'm so grateful to have you. Now, imagine if people wrote that message or something like it that related to their personal life, to their person. Don't you think the relationship will grow and be enhanced? Don't you think something special just might happen?
Absolutely. Something special will happen. Now, I really remember, I was like, oh, go ahead, keep saying more. That was a joke. But
imagine for all you guys out there, if today, for no reason, you bought and brought home a single flower and gave it to your partner and said, man, you are so awesome and you are so beautiful. Thank you so much. Don't you think that's called, first off, that's called going the extra mile. That's doing something when it isn't expected of you. See, when you start doing that, and other people want to go the extra mile too, when you got two people going the extra mile, man, then you have extra great.
That is so true. That is so true. Like, it's funny, you know, you say that, it does really change the dynamic, you know, the relationship and the people in your life and the work that you do just because you do that, you put that extra, okay, we'll call it the extra mile. But just because you put, and I think this is so important that we're having this conversation because I don't think that a lot of people think about this intentionally. Like you said, you don't have to have a reason. If you just put that as it becomes a lifestyle, that I have to do that little extra something in everything that I do, you know, in my relationship. I don't have to wait for her birthday or Valentine's Day or Christmas, right? Or something, having any reason to do something special for him or for her.
Yeah, and it extends so much further beyond that. If, for example, you know, you go to the store tonight or the market and you just buy, you know, whatever you're buying from the person, and you just smile at that person and say, man, thank you so much. How was your day-to-day, by the way? You know, if you just go the extra, you just add to other people's lives. And every time that we add, Alex, to someone else's life, we can't help but add back to our life. Because when our spirit is feeling amazing and awesome, you know, then we keep growing in amazingness and awesomeness.
Wow. And, you know, he had been talking to me and say, hey, you know, I'm definitely going to listen to Sean Anderson. And he's away in Texas. He's known around the world as a time blogger. And here's someone who does take the extra mile. Here he is, an author, speaker, and he's listening to the show, Sean, and he just left a message. He's saying, you're having another great one, another great show. Well done, Sean. Okay, so here we're getting contributions from.
Well, for example, that's a shout-out. That's a shout-out to him because, you know, he went the extra mile in writing the message and reaffirming you that your show is amazing and great. I mean, that guy right there, he's an extra mile guy. He's a kindred spirit. He's one of those guys that I give a standing ovation for and clap because he's the sort of guy that makes his relationships in life better. He's the sort of guy that makes the world better.
Definitely, most definitely. Maxwell deserves a standing ovation. And, yes, he is an extra mile. He's hotel ambassador. He's, you know, a blind blogger, you know, visually impaired, shows up every day, writes an amazing blog. He's an author of two books, a speaker, owns a podcast, does all the things that when people with their sights have excuses, right? And here he is showing up, doing this, living a shout out and saying, hey, I'm listening. You guys are doing great. That is an example of that. And I truly appreciate that. And you're right about that. I do have a caller, so I, you know, I want to take this call. Hello?
Hello? Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Can you hear me?
Begin.
Oh, good. G'day. My name's Bob, and I'm calling to you from the Whitsunday Islands in Australia. And what I would quickly like to share is I spent 8 years living on a boat, but it was taken away recently by Cyclone Debbie. And so I got into the habit of not wearing any clothes. So I'm actually sitting here naked now. So that's probably too much information. But I am master and commander of my life, and I take full responsibility for everything that happens in my life. And I set my life purpose to be to simply find my own truth. And I set my conscious life intention to be, I am here to have a gentle, joyful, loving and abundant life. Now, I've worked as a counsellor and I run support groups. I have a cure for depression, because depression is not an illness. It is a rite of passage. And how I work in the world now, in my locality, I go ashore and people say, g'day, Bob, how are you? And I say, oh, I'm still stupid, nothing changes. And that always gets a giggle. That always gets a giggle. And I've found that's the, and look, Alex, Cyclone Debbie took my home away. I lost everything there. I managed to grab my two small dogs and get ashore and find safe haven. But for me, that cyclone experience, and I've been at sea since I joined the Merchant Navy in 1974, but to experience Mother Nature at her most bold and brassy was such a gift. It was amazing. It was amazing. And although I lost everything, and it was great to see the community pull together and work together, that was beautiful. But as I said, I am master and commander of my life, and I take full responsibility for everything that happens in my life. The why never really bothers me, because the why it happened is always in the past. And the answer to that question, why, is always, I have created this event because there is a lesson I need to learn here. So why did I experience that cyclone? The lesson I learned from that was to totally let go of the attachment to things. Now, I have stuff in my life, but its only value is for its utility. It helps me do stuff. I'm 65 years old. I am creating my life. I'm living my dream. I've probably got about $50 in the bank, but I'm the richest bloke I know. I've got my two little dogs, pouch of tobacco, bottle of rum, the galley stop, the sun's shining, there's butterflies on the veranda, and I'm living my dream. But my life does unfold precisely in alignment with that conscious life intention that I set, that I am here to have a gentle, joyful.
Okay. Oh my God. Seems like I lost Bob there. Sean. Sean, are you there, Sean? Seems like.
Yes.
Yeah. Hello. Okay. Bob, I don't know. For some reason, we can't seem to. Seems like we lost Bob. But I guess, you know, talk about creativity as well to create the life that we love. Thank you, Bob, for calling into the show and, you know, just contributing to that. Well, back to our conversation, Sean. And it seems like everyone is getting a little inspiration from creating the life that they love, taking from you. But let me ask you this, Sean. And you have built a multi-million-dollar company, right? You pedaled a bike 4,000 miles across the U.S. twice. You run a 100-mile race and created adventures in 40-plus countries, including having walked across Japan, Spain, Portugal, England, and Ireland. All right, Sean, what haven't you done yet?
You know, I'm really big on this thought. You know, there's so many people that hold on to the past, and there's so many people that believe that their best days are behind them. And no matter where you are in life, I truly believe that if you believe that your best days are still ahead and you're still having vision and you're still taking action, I mean, our best days can still be ahead. I'm 54, and I can tell you that my best relationships are in the future. My best money-making mm-hmm. days are in the future. My best adventures mm-hmm. are in the future. My best everything mm-hmm. is still in the future. So what haven't I done? I don't know. It's because when the dream comes to me, I go, wow, that's what I want to do next. That's what I'm going to do. And then I take the action to make that happen. When you're open to hearing the whispers in your heart, those little thoughts that you go, wow, that would be so cool to do, that's when you mm-hmm. start thinking about doing it.
Wow. And that's true. You know, like you said, you know, our best days are still ahead of us. I think that a lot of times people hold on. People really think, you know, oh, you know, I'm never going to have anything better than I already had, right? And that is probably what, I don't know if that's what keeps to that. But let me ask you this. What do you think holds people from, and I know that you've talked about a lot of things, but again, some people might, they don't know what they have to do, or they do know what they have to do, or maybe they know that they can just try something, put that a little extra thing. But what do you think it is that holds people back from taking the extra mile to kind of create the life that they love?
Well, it's that four-letter word, that ugly four-letter word, F-E-A-R. Fear is that monster that hides in your closet. Fear is that monster that even as an adult, it sneaks out from underneath your bed and tells you, man, you can't do that. You're not going to succeed. Oh my gosh, what is she going to think if you do that? Oh my gosh, what happens if you fail? So fear is so scary, so dark, so ugly, so menacing that we just say, you know what? I don't want to face fear. I'd rather just keep doing what I'm doing.
You know, it's amazing that you say that because I truly, you know, I know what fear does. I think it's our number one, it's really the number one self-sabotage. Like, you know, it's that self-sabotaging emotion that we all hold in. You know, we have this fear and it creates definitely like a lot of limiting beliefs and stuff like that. And I know, guys, I know that live in studio chat room is not open today. So I know that a lot of people are probably feeling frustrated right now because they cannot, you know, share your thoughts. And don't forget, you can still hashtag talk, and we'll try to read your tweets on the show. And, you know, send us a Skype like Max is doing, and or, you know, our dedicated WhatsApp number. Or send us an email at hello@thenakedtalk.live. We're getting so many messages. But here's what Maxwell shared this. He's saying, when I get that question, I have trouble with it too. But I usually tell I know because I've learned not to put limits on God. So I guess he's, you know, referring to what you said about, you know, the best days being ahead, and you know what you mentioned about just the things that you haven't done yet, right? And so I know that you have written several books. Now you've written so many. Let's Amicus.
Yeah, Amicus.
Amicus. What is this? I'm really curious to learn about this because there's obviously. You tell us a little bit about the new book because it's, you know, there, it seems to have gotten quite a number of great reviews.
Well, Amicus. Okay, first off, I believe in writing, not like these are the 10 things that you need to do, Alex, to have a great relationship. Alex, these are the 25 things that if you do this, you're going to be a millionaire. I don't like the success books like that. They don't resonate with me. What resonates with me are these fictional stories, and inside the story is blended these lessons and these principles in life, and you let the readers pick up what they want to pick up. This particular book, Amicus 101, a story about the pursuit of purpose and overcoming like chaos, is about a guy named Jay Garfield, and Jay's living a pretty average, mediocre life, and he goes to work one day, and all of a sudden, boom, he gets fired out of nowhere. And when he gets fired, it just throws Jay's life into complete chaos, and he starts to recognize that everything about his life has been very average, very mediocre, and he goes into a state of depression and thinking, man, I've blown it, man, I've blown my life, until he meets a character, a teacher, the world's greatest teacher. His name is Amicus, and Amicus teaches Jay 21 life lessons that he weaves in a very magical, special way, and Jay starts to apply each of these lessons to his life. And you start to see Jay change from the inside out. Because, Alex, when we change from the inside first, our outside mm-hmm. world soon follows. If we try to change mm-hmm. the outside without ever changing the inside, it won't mm-hmm. work. It always begins mm-hmm. with the man and the woman in the mirror, and that's what this particular book is about.
Okay, you know what, Sean? How about we do this? We're going to take a quick musical break, right? And we still have a lot to talk about. We're going to take a quick musical break, and this is A Borrowed Dime by Daniel Taylor. And Daniel Taylor was a guest on this show, I think, 2 weeks ago. And we'll be back. Joy, don't go anywhere.
To you, sharing your bed, listening to every breath, every little word said. I can't wait till you get up tomorrow, then I'll have another chance to plead the bank to borrow some.
By Daniel Taylor. And Daniel Taylor was a guest on the show 2 weeks ago. And of course, if you missed Daniel Taylor's amazing conversation live here on The Naked Talk, don't forget that you can listen to all the archived shows. Just go to The Naked Talk. Of course, listen to some of the most amazing, powerful conversations with influences from around the world. And she's such a beautiful artist. So welcome back to The Naked Talk. And if you're just tuning in, wherever you're listening from around the world, whether you're listening like Bob earlier, or you're like Maxwell in Texas, or you're listening in Atlanta, because I'm getting messages from people, you're here in Nigeria, or you're in Ghana or South Africa, wherever else you're listening from. You know what? Thank you so much for just spending time with us here and, just sharing your time with myself and Sean Anderson. Yes, my guest is still here. He is a best-selling, number one best-selling, six-time motivational author. He is an inspiring keynote speaker, a book builder. He is the creator of Extra Mile Day and founder of Extra Mile America. And just before we went in that, that little musical break, Sean had been sharing just just the one thing that has been, that holds people back really from taking the extra mile to create the life that we love. He did talk about how the four-letter word fear holds us back. Of course, talked a little bit about his new book, his latest book, really, Mikasa, God, help me with that one. And, just amazing things and, just some of the things that, what you can do to take that extra mile and create the life that you love. But not that we're having this conversation, because there's so much, amazing jewels that Sean has poured into the virtual space. I know I'm going to be listening back again. And of course, if you know someone who's missing the show right now, make sure to tag them, tap them, mention them, tweet them, whatever to do to get them to listen to the play, to listen to the archived show here on The Naked Talk. So welcome back, Sean.
Happy to be here. I really love that last song and the words were really great. And, in picking up the subject about fear, everything that we have in our life, whether it's the people or the possessions, it's all on loan. Everything in our life is on loan from the universe. And when we understand that, not only does it make loss easier to handle, but it also should get rid of our fear because our life is on loan, too. We are here for only a certain period of time. And when we realize that most of us, 60, 70, 80 years from now, might not be here, it should take the fear away from trying, from taking chances, from taking risks. I'll tell you what I don't want to regret. When I am on my last days and I'm taking my last breath, I don't want to think about all the things that I wish I would have done, that I wish that I had more courage to get through, to take chances and risks. I want to remember all the times I did take risks, that I did take chances. Because remember again, your life and my life, they're just simply on loan.
Thank you to me for that one. But you're right. I guess that's... And that's so true, and I hope that the listeners can hold on to those, to your powerful words, because everything is alone, so what fear do you have? I think that's it. A lot of us are afraid of losing something or losing someone, or, and fear sometimes, holds us back and makes us, makes the decisions that we make and leave the lives that we lead. But if we live without fear, then, we can really thrive. I love that you say that. But let me ask you this while we're talking about that. You think like to regret? What would you say is one of the most difficult lessons that you're, as an entrepreneur, and let's talk about this because you're a long-time entrepreneur. You've got several businesses, but you blend that with, writing amazing books and speaking and inspiring people, building and a life on your own. What would you say is the most difficult lesson that life has taught you?
Don't be afraid what other people might say. Don't be afraid what they think about your life, because you know what? It's your life. And oftentimes we let someone else's opinion, rule what we do when they say, you shouldn't do that, or, you're going to fail, or that's silly, or that's dumb, or that's terrible. Who cares? Who cares? That's their opinion. But if you believe in you, and you believe in your heart that that's what you want to do, the only opinion that truly matters is your own opinion. Because it's when you believe so much that you can get past all the people who don't believe in you at all.
It sounds like we're all supposed to know that, but it's good that you say this because so many people, so many people leave in to be, validated by other people's opinions, right? And if you live your life waiting for people to approve your thoughts or your actions, then you're never going to believe in life on your own terms. You're going to believe in the entire world. And I know what that feels like, because I live that kind of life as well. So it's amazing that you said that. Do not care what anybody else thinks. Just do you, if that's... So, okay, so we've talked about, one thing that life has taught you. What would you say is something that you know today that you didn't know 15 years ago and you wish you had known,
It's an awesome question. And
you know, I am not a person that really looks back on my past and has many regrets, and I'll tell you why. I'm grateful, Alex, and I don't mean this to be, you know, extra, like, sweet or anything, but I'm really grateful for every freaking ass defeat and tragedy and failure and drama I've had. And I'm grateful for all of those because they could never have helped make me become the person that I am, to think what I do, to feel what I do, to take the actions what I do. And I think that if we spend more time thinking about our future rather than the regrets of our past, we have a chance to live a more empowered existence, because there's nothing you can do about your past, but there's everything that you can do about your future.
Yes. Yes. I'm screaming, yes.
For example, Alex, let's be super naked here again for a second. You know, like, again, you write so freely about your relationship and how that really devastated your life in some ways, and you began journaling, and you started developing a deeper self-awareness of how things work from your own writing. Well, God bless the fact that you had to go through that. God bless the fact that you had to live through that horrible, terrible thing, because now it's made you this strong, passionate, empowered woman that knows what it is to have life slap you in the face, kick you in the teeth, and punch you in the gut. If you had never gone through that first marriage, if it had never failed, you would not be the amazing Alex that we know today that's conquering the world.
That is so true, Sean. That is so true. And I'm always thankful for it. It's funny. I'm always thankful for it. And I guess that, you know, listeners, wherever they are right now, they should be thankful for whatever pain, challenges, obstacles, whatever it is that they've experienced, because it only makes you better, right? It only makes them learn.
Well, it can. It depends on how you choose. We have two choices. Yeah. You could have looked at your divorce and said, you know what, it ruined my life. Worst thing that ever happened. My life is forever over. It sucks. I'll never find another great relationship. He totally hurt me. My spirit regarding what I think about men is terrible. You know, he took all these years from my life. You could choose to think that if you want to. Or you can take the high road and said, wow, look at what I've learned. I now know what I want in a partner, and I now know how to be a bit better as a partner, right?
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. That's true. Very, very true. And, you know, we do have those two groups of people, right? Those who are out there allowing whatever happens in their lives to beat down and using it as an excuse not to move forward, right? Holding on to the past and holding on to all the bad things that have happened to them. And there are a group of people who are learning and, like you said, making the choice to just move forward and to learn something from it and be better. Right. So thank you so much, Sean, for that. That was like so good. Oh, yeah. I like being, you know, I like really being your muse. Sorry, that was a joke. But I really like being your muse. But let me ask you now, and we're talking about discoveries, and I, you know why it's great to have this conversation. I'm so grateful I asked you that question, because, you know, sometimes when we're coming from a place, somebody's going to go like, yeah, he's so great at doing that extra thing. I mean, he's mastered the extra mindset. Right, he's mastered the extra mile thoughts. I mean, yeah, you know, it's easy for him to say. It's not easy for me. I'm still all up in my challenges or problems or whatever it is I'm going through, right? So it's always great to ask some of these questions, because it also shows that, you know, we've all had experiences, bad and good experiences, and there's some people who've just learned how to move forward. But for you, what are some of the biggest discoveries that you have made personally about yourself since embracing the extra, you know, extra mile mindset, something that you probably discovered about yourself that you didn't realize about yourself before?
You know, that life's not necessarily a random thing. Life is truly what I can create it. When you start seeing the power of what can happen in life when you go the extra mile, you start to develop a personal awareness that you have the ability to almost to be a future changer, to be able to cast a magic spell in the future and maybe make awesome things happen. When you learn that, when you do a little bit extra, when you make the extra 5 phone calls at work to create sales, when you walk the extra 10 minutes a day for a month, your health feels better. When you start to realize that you have that special magic in you, your future slowly changes into something different than what it was going to be. That is the greatest self-awareness that I could have ever gained, that we each have this magical power in us if we just choose to look inside and do a little bit extra.
You know, so let me ask you this. Can you think of, I mean, one thing, like, you know, example that you can share with the listeners? I mean, you said, you know, different things that they can do, but something that you have done, maybe something you did, you're probably doing one way. You did something extra, and, you know, the dynamics changed, or the results were mind-blowing for you, or even if it was, you know, the results were better. Can you think of something that, you know, you can share with the listeners that you personally tried, maybe a particular example of something that happened or something you did or thought or, you know?
Yeah, it's just basically how I approach my every single day. For example, I used to be a guy that liked to stay up late. But the later I stayed up, I wasn't really as productive with those late hours. And then I would get up a little bit later in the day, and then I felt like I was a dog chasing my tail all day long, trying to keep up. And I never found my perfect harmony or my perfect balance or my best success. But when I tweaked that time of day, when I started to make my day count and I started getting up earlier, everything about my life started to change. I'll tell you what, when you create a couple successes for yourself by 9 o'clock in the morning, you're going, oh, my God, this is going to be an amazing day. Versus if you're getting up at 9 in the morning and you're going, oh, God, what do I have to do today? Life's not so amazing. You know, so that's one of the biggest changes that happened. And we're coming full circle now, because I know we talked about that at the very beginning of the conversation. Mm-hmm. But that's where I learned that I could be a magician. That's where I learned that I had a magic hat, that I could pull a rabbit out of the hat when I started to get up earlier and make amazing things happen. That's when all the rabbits started jumping out.
Wow. Okay, you know what, John? This has been such an amazing conversation to you. Oh, my God. You just know how to drop it. Like, you know how to drop it, right? But how about take another musical break, and we'll be back. Don't go anywhere. And this is Fear of Landing by Pikel Kelly. Once again, the show, I think, 2 years ago. 2 years ago, I guess. And don't go anywhere. Enjoy.
See crazy in your eyes, red paces. Your night was better than mine. I think a little change might do you well. But you won't buy what I try to sell. So do your thing, do your thing. And who you're hopeless and I'm helpless. Cause when you go up, you don't wanna land. The view's much better from up there. It's the fear of landing. You can't fight, I can't understand. You're broken way beyond repair. It's the fear of landing. On hard time in those shoes, the black soles leaving footprints from hell right behind. Joe, you gotta drive it out again. Be right back in the devil's den. So do your thing, do your thing. And who face it, cause when you go up, you don't wanna land. Feels much better from up there. It's the fear of landing. You can't fight, I can't understand. You're broken way beyond repair. It's the fear. It's the crazy in your eyes. I can see crazy in your eyes. I can see crazy. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and that was Fear of Landing by Peter Kelly. And Peter Kelly, singer, songwriter, amazing performer. And yes, he has been a guest on the show twice. I think he was a guest, and then he was part of our first anniversary celebration, I think 2 years ago. I remember that. Well, if you're just tuning in, well, this is still the Naked Talk with Alex Okorojee. My name is Alex Okorojee, and that hasn't changed. And yes, you know, I was just so excited to be here on Friday Radio Special, chatting with my very special guest, best-selling motivational, six-time motivational author, keynote speaker, people builder, our all-around amazing man. He's the, you know, creator of the Extra Mile Day and Serve Extra Mile America. And if you're just joining the conversation, we've had a pretty amazing conversation of how you can take that extra mile or go that extra mile to actually create the life that you love. And thank you, Maxwell, you know, for chiming in a little bit, and Bob from Australia, you know, just calling in to share with us how he's living life on his own terms. Yeah, and I know that there are lots of messages, but it's never, there's never enough time. That's what's so amazing about this show. There's never enough time on this show. I'm just so happy to have Sean join me live all the way from California in the U.S. Sorry. Hi, Sean. Welcome back.
Yay. Hey, Alex. Hi again.
And I know we don't have that much time left before we wrap the show, but let's talk about Extra Mile Day. I'm very curious about it. So tell us a little bit about just how this, how you came to be a day. You know, I know today you celebrate in the U.S., but tell us a little bit more about it.
Well, and back in 2009, the United States was going through a lot of big-time problems. I mean, businesses were closing, banks were closing. People were losing confidence in themselves and their companies and the government. And just so many things were going bad. And they started looking to somebody else for all the answers. They would look to their boss and saying, what are you going to do to make sure that I have a job in the future? They looked to the government and they would say, what are you going to do to create a program to help me survive? Even they would look at their wife, their husband, their spouse, their partner and say, what are you going to do to make our relationship better? People forgot the general premise that if you want to make your life better, you don't point fingers and ask someone else, what are you going to do to make my life better? But again, you look at the man or the woman in the mirror. So I decided to use my very small voice and remind people that if you truly want to create positive change, you don't keep doing what you're doing and walking the walk you walk, but you go the extra mile. So as a symbol of that, I took my non-bicyclist body, and I pedaled 4,000 miles in a Forrest Gump sort of way across the United States. And my staff created events in 21 cities, motivational events, where we pre-identified over 200 people who had been chosen as having gone the extra mile in life, and we heard those stories of those amazing people. And at the end of my bike ride, I gave $10,000 of my own money to the stories most inspiring to me. But along the way, I tried to think of possibilities to make this extra mile spirit more dominant, more meaningful, more impactful, more out there. And I created this day on November 1st called Extra Mile Day. And on that day, local cities in America would recognize their local extra mile heroes that are going the extra mile in volunteerism and service to make the world a better place. Alex, in 2009, I was ecstatic that 23 cities caught my vision and clapped for their local volunteers. Last year, on November 1st, 2016, there were 560 cities in America that did the same. Sometimes when you have a vision, you have a dream, and you take action, things can end up growing way bigger than you ever imagined.
Wow, Sean, I'm just so in awe. And you know what? We need to celebrate Extra Mile Day here in Nigeria. I love.
Well, you know what? Here's a challenge for you, my friend Alex from Africa and Nigeria. You know, we should start a whole extra mile movement in that country to remind people that it doesn't matter where you were born or how you were born or what circumstances you came from, that still your future is up to you. And if you go the extra mile, you can absolutely change your future. We need to start a whole extra mile revolution.
I'm with you on this one. I'm with you. I'm with you all the way, Sean. Let's do it. Let's do it. I would love for an extra ride here in Nigeria.
Yeah, our lives only truly matter depending on what we give to others. And sometimes, you know, we can give our time, we give our energy, we give our resources. But if we can give another one, if we can spark someone else a thought that they can run with the rest of their life that changes their life, what an amazing gift that is, right?
Yes. share it with us, you know, just share it awesomeness with us. I mean, you shared so many ways that we can just really create the life that we love. And I think that's what is amazing is that, you know, you don't have to wait for somebody else to create that life. You have the power to. And just that you make us realize the power that we have to be able to create, you know, everything, to attract the things that we want by just going that extra mile. But this before, he says that it is really impressive. Makes me feel like I'm doing nothing here behind my laptop in Houston, Texas. We both know that that's wrong, but I'm probably not the only one thinking this, especially those in the audience who haven't accomplished all that yet. The importance of being. Okay, so this is about the extra mile day we're talking about. Sean, are you there, Sean?
Yes, I am. But still, you know, we've done an amazing job of just trying to get through this phone conversation because I swear sometimes I hear only every second or third word you say. So, hey, amen, we've done this. You know, but if people really want to go the extra mile, you don't first start by thinking, how can I go the extra mile for myself? Think first, how can you go the extra mile for someone else? Because the more that we go the extra mile for other people, that starts making us want to go the extra mile for ourselves, and then it just starts snowballing into the fact that other people's lives get better because of us, and our own lives get better because of us, too.
And they probably go the extra mile for us when we go the extra mile for them. So it's a win-win,
right? Right. It's like pushing a giant snowball down the hill. The snowball that starts off really tiny, but once you push that sucker, it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And you and I, we're snowball pushers. You, I, and the person listening, the people listening, the thousands of people listening, we're snowball pushers. So if we just push that first snowball, who knows how big it can turn into?
Yeah. That's so true. Okay, so you know, where can the listeners find you, Sean? I know that you know this hasn't been enough time. They probably have questions for you, or email they want to write you, connect with you, whatever it is. And how the listeners find and connect with you?
Well, the website to go to would be SeanAnderson.com. SeanAnderson, SeanAnderson.com. And every Thursday, for the last 298 weeks, I put out a motivational newsletter that pushes you up your mountain or helps pull you up to get to where you want to go. It's all about you, and if someone wants to subscribe to that, they can subscribe to that for free on the website. You know, that's my passion in life. My passion in life is helping you get to where you want to go. It doesn't matter if you're in Africa, in Australia, in New Zealand, or in the United States of America. We live on one planet, one globe, and it's not about building walls, but it's about building bridges that help other people succeed no matter where they are. And that's what going the extra mile is all about.
That's so true. I like how you say that. It's about building walls, but building bridges. And that's true. You know, I've opened my heart to the rest of the world, and it's great to have you here. You've opened your heart, and we're bringing Extra Mile Day to Nigeria, and we're going to spread it across Africa. We're doing this, Sean. We're doing it together. We're definitely going to talk about that. I'm going to follow up on
someday
that.
I'm going to plant the seed that someday we're going to have this amazing revival, Extra Mile Revival, and we're going to have 1,000 people in attendance, and it's going to grow and grow and grow. We're going to spark people going the extra mile, and they're going to go the extra mile for other people, and that's going to become contagious, and then they're going to go the extra mile, and then they're going to go the extra mile, and then everybody's making great things happen in the world, right?
Yes, right. So, guys, if you want to connect with Sean, don't forget that you can just go to his official website, go to SeanAnderson.com, or just click on his name on the show notes. It will take you to his website. You don't even have to remember. Just click on his name, and of course, it will take you right to the show notes. And if you know anyone who missed the conversation, don't forget to go to our website. Go to thenakedtalk.live, and you can catch the archived conversation with Sean Anderson, or listen to it. You know, you can listen to the show on any of our syndicated radio networks. You know, we're on 12 different networks, and you can listen to my conversation with Sean Anderson. And, of course, share it. Make sure to share it and you know, spark someone. We all have to take that extra mile. So just before we wrap this up, any final words, Sean, before I say goodbye?
Well, very, very simply, you know, if you want to create change in your life, don't keep doing what you're doing. Go the extra mile.
If you want to change what you're doing, don't keep doing the same thing. I'll go the extra mile. Thank you so much, Sean. Oh, my God, I've loved talking to you. And I'm sorry that, you know, the gods of technology didn't listen to my prayer all day. But I love that you're here, and we made this happen. And, you know, we had a great conversation, and you poured wisdom into our space. Thank you so much for doing this with me. Thank you, Sean.
Alex, I just applaud for you. I clap for you. You know, that's why you're one of the 250 most influential, amazing women around, because you are a difference maker. And I can't even imagine how bright your future must be and the kind of changes you're going to make. So you are awesome, and you keep growing in your own awesomeness.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you so much. Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for doing this. And I would love to bring you back again on the show. Oh, my God. I definitely, maybe on a roundtable conversation with other guests. How about that?
Amen.
Sean, did you hear that?
Nope. That's one of the times that we went out. So whatever you said, I absolutely agree with whatever it was. Yes.
I said I would love to bring you back on the show some other time with, you know, on a roundtable conversation with other guests.
Of course. Who wouldn't want to be on Alex's show?
Thank you, Sean, for doing this. And, oh, my God, don't forget, guys, you know, just go enter our giveaway. The Book of Coaching is up for giveaway. And, of course, I'm coming here tomorrow on Soul Saturday with Lisa Nichols, and she's going to be joining me live all the way from New York. I'm so excited. Queen Motivator is joining me live. So, yes, you can, you know, hook up with Lisa Nichols on the show tomorrow, same time, 9 p.m. GMT, and till I come back, I love you for listening, and this is Family by Danielle Taylor. Bye.
What do you see when you look at me? What is the first thing that you think? What's on your mind when you talk to me? Is it my size, my class, my clothes? What do you think you know about the girl you met a moment ago? So much you don't know. You gotta look deeper than what you see. We are all bound together. We're like one big family, like one big family. You gotta look deeper.